Hello, and welcome to Booklicious, the podcast where we explore stories that grip the mind and stir the heart. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a brand new thriller from one of the masters of the genre, Nash Falls by David Baldacci. Now, Baldacci's name alone promises a few things: relentless pacing, morally complex characters, and a plot that refuses to let you go. But Nash Falls feels a little different. It's not just about conspiracies and gunfire. It's about an ordinary man whose safe, structured life crumbles and the choices he has to make to survive what comes next. So grab a cup of coffee, maybe something strong, because today's episode will take you through ambition, betrayal, and transformation. Walter Nash, our main character, isn't your typical action hero. He's not a spy, not a soldier, not even particularly adventurous. He's an acquisitions executive, a man with a stable career, a wife he adores, and a teenage daughter who keeps him grounded. Life for him is predictable, until it isn't. When his estranged father dies, Walter attends the funeral, hoping for closure. But instead, he finds himself approached by the FBI with a shocking proposition. They revealed that his company, the one that's paid for his comfortable life, is connected to a massive global crime network. And here's the twist. They want Walter to go undercover and help expose it. That moment marks the real beginning of Nash Falls. It's not just the story of a man caught in a conspiracy. It's the story of a man forced to look at his entire life differently. Baldacci's genius lies in his ability to take an everyday person and place them in extraordinary circumstances. Walter Nash isn't a gun-toting action hero. He's someone like you or me, good at what he does, living for his family, and trusting the world to stay roughly predictable. But as the book unfolds, we see that trust get ripped away piece by piece. He learns that his father's past isn't what he thought. His colleagues aren't who they seem, and even his sense of self begins to crumble under the pressure. What makes Nash Falls so absorbing is watching this transformation happen slowly and believably. Baldacci doesn't rush it. Walter doesn't wake up one day ready to take down crime rings. He hesitates, he stumbles, and he questions. But with every chapter, he becomes a little stronger, a little harder, a little more dangerous. This isn't a superhero's journey. It's an evolution born from desperation, and that's what makes it powerful. Let's talk about pacing and tone. If you've read Baldacci before, you know he's a master of short, sharp chapters. Nash Falls continues that tradition. The story moves like a well-tuned engine, moments of breathless action balanced with quiet, tense pauses. One moment, Nash is sitting in a sterile FBI office being briefed on his mission. The next, he's watching his world collapse around him, both literally and emotionally. The tone of the book is urgent but grounded. There's a realism here, no impossible gadgets or over-the-top villains. Instead, the tension comes from how ordinary people react under extraordinary stress. The only drawback some readers have pointed out is the ending. It's clearly setting up a series. So while the main arc closes emotionally, there are threads that Baldacci intentionally leaves open for book two. So if you're someone who loves standalone thrillers with a tight ending, that might leave you wanting more. But if you like being hooked into a long game, this one's a great start. Every good thriller has a pulse beyond the plot, and Nash Falls explores some strong themes: loyalty, identity, and consequence. Loyalty is the backbone of this story. Nash's love for his wife and daughter drives every risk he takes. But when loyalty becomes a weapon, when others use it against him, he has to redefine what it really means to protect someone. Identity is another key theme. Nash begins as a corporate man, defined by his job title, his salary, and his safe life. But as the lies unravel, he's forced to rebuild himself from scratch. And then there's consequence, the idea that every action, every lie, every compromise comes with a cost. Baldacci doesn't spell this out with heavy moral lectures. He just chose it through bruises, betrayals, and the quiet devastation of realizing your world is built on false ground. Let's talk strengths first. Baldacci's storytelling remains sharp as ever. The dialogue feels real, the action scenes are cinematic, and the balance between emotion and suspense is spot on. The way he builds Nash's ordinary life before tearing it apart makes the later chaos feel deeply personal. You care what happens because you can imagine yourself in his place. On the flip side, some readers have mentioned that some plot points rely on convenient timing, those, of course, that happened right now moments that every thriller has. And yes, the book does end with some unresolved threats, but that's deliberate. It's clearly the foundation for a larger story arc. So consider Nash Falls as book one of something big rather than a one-and-done tale. So who should read this? If you're into thrillers that mix intelligence with intensity, this is for you. If you've loved Baldacci's previous series like The Camel Club or Amos Decker, you'll feel right at home. This book is ideal for readers who like characters that change, not just survive, but evolve through their trauma. It's also great for anyone who enjoys a corporate setting turned dangerous, where the boardroom and the back alleys suddenly collide. In the end, Nash Falls is a story about how quickly an ordinary life can unravel, and how strength can emerge from the most unexpected corners of fear. It's smart, cinematic, and emotionally honest. Walter Nash's journey from comfort to chaos is the kind of story that sticks with you not because of explosions or car chases, but because of how real it feels. As a series opener, it does its job beautifully, establishing a strong character, teasing a larger conspiracy, and leaving readers impatient for the next book. So if you're looking for your next page-turner or your next audiobook companion, Nash Falls might just be the thriller to keep you up past midnight. That's it for today's episode of Booklicious. If you enjoyed this review, don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating, and share this episode with your fellow book lovers. Join me next week when we explore another title that's been making waves in the world of fiction. Until then, keep reading, keep listening, and remember, every good story falls exactly where it's meant to.